Girls like what?
Girls like glam.
This is Girls Like Glam with your host, Kat Thomas, giving you the rundown on fashion, beauty, and everything pop culture.
Hello, my beautiful ladies and boys. Welcome back to another episode of Girls Like Glam, a podcast dedicated to the everyday bad bitch. I'm your host, Kat Thomas, bringing you the latest in fashion, beauty, and everything pop culture. Now, you know I don't like to waste anybody's time, so I'm just going to jump right into it. This week has been one of the most fashionable, glamorous, and memorable weeks of them all. And no, it is not because Santa came to town. It is because the Kardashian-Jenner-West clan threw their annual Christmas party, which was absolutely amazing. Let me tell you, there was so many looks, so much fashion. Everybody looked so Christmassy, but yet so couture that I honestly almost fell out of my seat looking at these pictures. One of the Kardashian clan members that I want to highlight is Kylie Jenner. Now, Kylie did an amazing look. She had a custom Ralph and Russo gown in a nice silk, like forest green material that was just giving me life. Now, you know Kylie has the curves, and she was definitely accentuating those curves in that dress. She was giving us Coke bottle, hourglass shape, absolutely amazing. Old Hollywood glam. She had her hair like kind of like, it was like pin curls, but like it looked like she used a lot of hairspray, and her makeup was very simple yet glamorous. And then we can't forget that she had her amazing daughter with her, Stormy, and Stormy was rocking the same look. She had a custom Ralph and Russo dress in the same material and the same color, and it looked absolutely amazing. I think Kylie kills it with the Mommy and Me looks. I'm so obsessed with Mommy and Me looks. I can't wait to have my own little bundle of joy one day in 22 years. But I do think that Kylie does the Mommy and Me look so effortlessly, so beautifully, and she's just making all these amazing memories with Stormy. I definitely wish that I could see more Mommy and Me looks from celebs. I think Kylie does it best. And then I would say second to that would definitely be Khloé, because Khloé also pulled up to the party with a gold gown that was absolutely amazing, metallic gold gown, and True had a matching outfit on to match Mommy, and it was so cute. Now, Kim did a little bit different. She didn't do like a dead-on, you know, fabric match with her kids, but she did do a color scheme. So Kim did a chocolate and pink dress that was absolutely amazing. We all know that Kim has the curve, she has the body, so she gave us all of that. And then North had on a pink, very androgynous pantsuit, but it was cute, it was high fashion, and it was very youthful. Unfortunately, North wasn't really feeling too good that day, so her pictures weren't very bright and full of life. She was just giving us Vogue, you know. She wasn't feeling good, so she was giving us looks, but she was giving us high fashion looks, which she should, because she's Kim Kardashian West's daughter. Okay, now Saint, he's so cute. Oh my god, Saint has been so cute. He's been all over the tabloids lately because he is giving us happiness, he's giving us energy, and I absolutely love it. He was matching his papa, so him and Kanye West were matching with a matching, it was kind of like a, I don't know if it was like a deeper brown or a deeper like olive color, I couldn't really tell, but they both had that same color coordination going on, and I just thought it was so cute. Now, the hostess with the mostest of this amazing Christmas party was none other than Kourtney Kardashian, one of the oldest members of the Kardashian clan, next to, of course, Kris. She's the oldest sister, but she threw this party, and the party was absolutely beautiful. I think Kim describes it as very woodsy and rustic, and that's definitely amazing. Very like cabin-like, which is super wintry, you know, like Colorado cabin, skiing kind of vibe. So it was super, super cute. There was quite a few people at this event. Sophia Richie showed up to this event. Of course, Kylie Jenner's makeup artist was there, and so many others were at this event, and they were giving looks, they were snatching wigs, let me tell you, and they were breaking necks. I wish I was invited. Maybe next year, Kim or Kylie or Kourtney will put my name on the list, but until then, I will just continue to talk about it and wish I was there. Now, one beloved sister did make a cameo at this party. We don't see a lot of her, but she did come out and she showed out, and that is Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner came out with an amazing black gown with a feathered neck, And I thought it was just so classic, so beautiful. It was very streamlined. It really accentuated her height. And it just looked so amazing on her. So as a unit, the whole family looked amazing. And separately, they all were kind of telling their own story with their looks, which is absolutely amazing. Now, these kind of events is really the time where you're going to show out. You come and you show out. I know in my last episode, I talked about how less is more and, you know, being a minimalist and not doing too much with your fashion. But when it comes to like showing out, like the Met Gala, maybe we want to get a little more realistic and down to earth. Let's talk about prom or homecoming or a military ball or something like that. That's when you're going to go and show out. You're going to put on your best dress. You're going to do your hair the fantasy. You're selling fantasy, guys. So you have your best dress, your favorite makeup, the most big Dolly Parton style hair that you could ever imagine, because this is the time for you to give looks. Okay, but remember, not costume. There's a thin line between glamour and costume. And the Kardashians always do glamour so well. Not going to say that sometimes they haven't dibble-dabbled into the costume era, but they definitely give us what we need and when we want it. So I'm absolutely here for that. And I just love it so much. Now, that's just the fashion. This party was absolutely epic. Would you believe that Sia performed at this party? Now, you know, Sia is very like low-key to herself. She's a songwriter turned performer. And she performed Chandelier. She was giving us Christmas vibes, her whole Christmas theme set. She had her dancer there reenacting, you know, the famous dance that happened within the music video for Chandelier by Sia. And that was an amazing performance. There also was a choir that came out and sang some amazing songs for the crowd as well. So I just thought that was awesome. Now, it wouldn't be a Kardashian West Jenner party without the infamous Kardashian photo booth. Now, the photo booth was in attendance at this party, and let me say, everybody got a snap in that thing. And there's a lot of pictures circulating around the net, and everybody looks picture perfect, airbrushed, and I want to be in that photo booth so bad. And my birthday is actually coming up pretty soon. I'm turning 26 years old and my birthday's in January, and I think I want to find this photo booth and I want it at my house. I don't even want it at a party. I just want it in my house so I can take a pictures of myself so I can take pictures of myself and post them on Instagram. I'm telling you, that it's absolutely amazing. And the one thing I can say about the Kardashian clan that stands out the most, I know they get a lot of shade, you know, people are like, I'm not a fan of the Kardashian clan. Well, I am. And the one thing I can say about them is that they give generational slay, okay? Everybody is slaying from Kris down to Song, and they just look so amazing. Everybody always looks crisp, clean, fashion forward, and they just give me life, and they'll continue to give me life until, you know, I can't give life anymore. They can't give life anymore, and I don't think that'll ever happen, because it's just generations and generations and generations of high fashion. So can't wait to see more from the Kardashians. Christmas party was lit. I wish I was there, but I wasn't. But I definitely could feel the spirit through the photos, you know, and those photos were giving me life. So that's all I have to say today about the Kardashians, but I'll have more to say later on in the week. All right, guys, you already know what time it is. It is time for tea. Now, this tea isn't too sweet, but it also ain't that hot either. This is some regular tea, some regular schmegular tea, but you got to hear it because you're going to hear it from me. Question, are girls proposing to guys now? Like, is that what we're doing? Because I was on Instagram today and I saw that Lindsey Vonn, longtime U.S. Olympic skier, proposed to her fiance. I say that with a question mark because I'm like, why would you propose if you're already engaged? But whatever. So she got down on one knee and gave her fiance a ring, and she called it a proposal for Christmas. Now, this is a rendition of what's going on right now. Like, this is like level 0.1 of what's going on. But I have actually seen multiple stories and videos of women literally getting down on one knee and proposing to men. Now, call me traditional, but I do think that getting a proposal and having a guy get down on the knee is one of the most romantic and pivotal parts of any relationship, and that belongs to the man. I know there's everything is about equality and this and that, but I think this is something that really needs to stay, you know, with the man, because it really tells you if a man truly loves you and if he's willing to go all the way with you. But if you kind of do it first, it's almost like you're forcing him into it, because all guys know that eventually they're going to have to get down on one knee for the woman that they love and the woman that they want to spend the rest of their lives with. I've seen multiple stories, guys, of girls buying rings, going to, jewelry stores for these guys, getting them rings and getting down on one knee. And I think it looks crazy. To be honest, I think it looks a little weird. I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's romantic. I think that it's really something that should remain a traditional thing. And I don't think that girls should be proposing to guys. If a guy loves you, he's going to let you know. And he's going to get down on one knee. He's going to go and buy a ring. But if you go out and buy a ring yourself, I honestly do think that this could open up a can of worms that you probably don't even want to open. And it won't be like a regular can of worms where the worms are just kind of slithering around. This is going to be like one of those joke cans, right? Where you open it and all the damn worms jump out into your face. Yeah, that's the kind of situation that you're going to get in if you go ahead and propose to your boyfriend, or in this case, your fiance. Yeah, I would say don't do it. That's my opinion. But if you guys, you know, feel different or have some type of like, you know, maybe you've experienced it yourself, or you've seen somebody do it, or you know somebody who's thinking about doing it, head over to girlslikeglam.com and click on the girls room section. And there is a comment box there where you can write in questions. And in the next episode, I will answer anybody's questions or any opinions that you guys may have. So once again, that's girlslikeglam.com. And you're going to click on the tab that says the girls room. And that's where you can go ahead and answer your questions or enter any comments you may have for your chance to be featured on the Girls Like Glam podcast. But that's just my opinion on the whole thing. I mean, I'm traditional in some ways, not always, but in that way, I think a guy should be getting down on his knee and buying a ring and giving the girls all of the things. All right, T. So with that being said, we're going to move on. Okay, now we're going to move on to my favorite segment of this show, and that is the trend alert. What's in, what's out, what can stay, and what's got to go. Let's start with the what's got to go. Fanny packs. Fanny packs have got to go, guys. I'm so over this trend. I think that it has run its course. I feel like it was a really cute, sporty look during the summertime. A lot of people were doing it, but now it's just really, really overdone. I think this was a really cool, like, gateway into fashion for some people. You know, like, if you had the fanny pack across your chest, then you were, like, cool. Like, oh, now you have a cool look, which is cool. I'm all for everybody having confidence and feeling good about themselves, whatever, whatever. But the fanny pack across your chest in 2020 is not a thing. Like, it has to go. I still see people rocking this look. I live in Miami, and I still see people rocking this look. I think it is so tired. And especially men. Guys, get a purse. I want to see somebody do something different. Like, get a purse. Like, I want to see somebody with a crossbody on. A clutch. Like, give me something else. Like, this is so unoriginal now. It's so overdone. And some people aren't even doing it right. They're just slinging a fanny pack that they won from, you know, a carnival across their chest. It has no fashion about it whatsoever. It just looks super weird and just ridiculous. Some trends are not meant to stay forever. Some, you know, are here for a good time, but not a long time. And that is one of them. Now, an alternative, of course, to the fanny pack, I would definitely say is the drawstring bags. Like, they're like a little, almost like a little sack that you carry. Those are super cute. Alexander Wang has come out with a few. Fashion Nova even has a couple that are really cute. And also the mini backpacks are definitely still in and still cute. And we can take those into 2020 with us. But the fanny packs must go. Burn them. Throw them down the street, run them over, and let's get over it, because that look is dead, guys. It's so dead, all right? But With that being said, a new fashion trend that we are taking into 2020 is Sherpa. I am in love with Sherpa. I just bought an amazing Rachel Zoe Sherpa. It's not like a cardigan, but it's like long and it's like tan, but it's super comfy, it's super soft, and it's like this really, really light tan color that looks really good. I've been wearing it like I've been doing a monochromatic look with that jacket. So I've been doing like tan on tan on tan, super sleek, very Kim K inspired, but definitely like it. Now, Kim K has come out with her Sherpa lounge sets that people have been kind of talking about, not really talking about, kind of talking about. I think I heard that they're going for $150 a piece for the set. That's a little steep for us everyday bad bitches, right? But the cutest thing is a young designer on Instagram recreated this look using Walmart blankets, and I thought it was just the cutest thing. I'm always inspired by young entrepreneurs and artists, creators, and I think this was just amazing. She literally created the exact same look using, you know, the cheapest material. She was like, I made this out of $15, and I just thought it was so amazing, so beautiful, and really look good. So the Sherpa look is definitely in. The fanny packs are out. We can literally just get rid of those and buy more Sherpa. But of course, once it starts getting a little bit warmer, we might have to hang the Sherpa up. But I do think it's a very classic material that's not really going to go anywhere. I could be wrong, but right now I'm definitely feeling it. And I think that it's going to stay. And it's definitely going to be like a staple for every winter, you know, fall when it's a little bit chilly. And you just want to throw something on. Like, we're no longer doing fur. We're doing Sherpa. And Sherpa's really cute. Alrighty, guys, so let's move it on up, right, to my favorite segments. I know I said the last one's my favorite segment, but this one's my favorite segment because it's about makeup, and I love makeup, and I love everything makeup because makeup is beautiful, and makeup is awesome, and it makes us look beautifuler than we already are. Yes, I said it, beautifuler. Okay, so you guys already know, every week I'm giving you guys makeup tips because I absolutely love makeup, and I think it's very important that people apply their makeup properly so they look absolutely glamorous and flawless every time they step out of the house. So this week we are talking about foundation. Now, foundation is the absolute foundation of your makeup. Now, the foundation that I use is the Laura Mercier Flawless Luminaire Radiant Perfection Foundation. Like, yeah, you can hear that I have this written down because literally I would never read all of this, but it is that the Flawless Luminaire Radiance Perfecting Foundation. This foundation is my absolute go-to, my favorite foundation I've ever used. I've used a lot of different foundations. I used to use the Studio Fix from MAC. I used to use Fenty for a while. I used Bobbi Brown. And I've used, you know, drugstore products when I was much younger. But this foundation is like literally like skin. I get compliments on it all the time. People are always asking me what foundation it is because it's like flawless. It's almost like an airbrush, has like an airbrush finish. It comes in two different styles. So they have like a matte version and they also have like a luminous version. I tried the matte version, but it was a little bit too matte for me. I like a little bit of like a glowy look. So I do prefer to go towards more luminous foundations. So this one is definitely like glowy, but it's not like overboard where it just like I just look like a shiny, greasy turkey ham. Yeah, like a hybrid turkey ham. So I don't look like that, but this foundation is absolutely amazing. So how I apply my foundation is very, very simple. It's not very meticulous. It's not some secret. It's super easy. But I'm going to give you guys a couple of tips that's definitely going to help you, especially if you're one of those people who wears makeup every day. Or maybe you just wear makeup on the weekends and you just want it to look flawless, but you're just wondering why you just cannot get it right. Let me tell you, one of the first things with foundation is your base. Now, your base is your primer. You must prime your face before you put foundation on your face, right? If you don't prime your face before you put on foundation, your foundation is going to slide off. And in consequence, all the other products that you put on top of that foundation is also going to crack, fall off, dissipate by the end of the day, and you're going to look like a hot, greasy mess. What you want to do is you want to establish a base for your makeup. This makes your face like a blank canvas. What I use is the YSL primer, which I mentioned in my last episode. This is one of my favorite primers that I use. It's a silicone-based primer. It feels so good on the skin. It literally blurs any imperfections. It makes your skin feel super soft. And when your makeup goes on, it just glides on so seamlessly and it literally stays on all day. Now, there's two tools that I use when I put on foundation. One of them is a buffing brush and the other one is a makeup sponge. These are the two tools that I use to make sure that my makeup is absolutely flawless. I cannot do my makeup without a buffing brush and a makeup sponge. Those are the two most important things that I'm putting my foundation on. Now, once I prime my face, I make sure that my face is nice and primed. I also wait until my primer kind of sets into my skin. So I'm not gonna do primer and then slap the foundation on because that's literally mixing two formulas together. And like I said in my last episode, I don't like to mix two formulas together because if they were meant to be mixed together, they would be sold together and they are not. So I put the primer on, I let it sit for a second just so it can get into my skin and it can dry down a little bit. Then I go ahead and put on my foundation. Now what I do to put on my foundation, this is really not like some crazy secret tip, but this is what I do. I don't squirt it out onto my hand because some people will squirt it out onto their hand to warm up the product. I don't think that's necessary. Your face is hot, so your face would warm up the product. I don't like to waste product. So Laura Mercier's foundation is very expensive. It's in about $48 or $50 range or something like that. So I don't really like to waste it. What I do is I will pump little small amounts on my face, like little like micro dots on my face, just to like get it on, because with that foundation a little bit really goes a long way. So I go ahead and I put my little dots on my face, and then I'm going to go in with my buffing brush, right? And in this case I use the Real Techniques buffing brush because it's very affordable, works the same as any other brush, and it doesn't like leave any like little particles on your face. You know, some of them like little brush like hairs come out or whatever and it leaves your face feeling all funky. Doesn't do that. Perfect brush, really cheap, and it works. Okay, so I go in with the buffing brush and I blend out all of my makeup. So I make sure that I'm getting it on my face, but I don't put foundation under my eyes. I really do not put foundation under my eyes because I don't like to mix my concealers and my foundation. It's kind of the same thing. It's two different formulas and I don't think that they go together, so I don't do it. I put a brightening cream under my eyes and then I put my foundation on around that. So I go ahead and buff my foundation into my nose, I buff it into my chin, my forehead, my cheeks, everything, and I make sure that I get my neck, guys. So if you want to make sure that you don't have that mask effect, just blend down your neck. It's so important, like just blend down your neck. You don't have to blend all the way to your collarbone, but just kind of blend like to like the middle of your imaginary Adam's apple, or if you have an Adam's apple, like your Adam's apple, but just kind of blend down in that area, but not, don't add extra product, right? All you're gonna do is take the product that's already on your face and bring it down. You don't want to have thick layers of makeup on your neck because you can get that on your clothes, and that which that's not what you don't that's literally what you don't want. You just want it to be very light. You just want it to have like a seamless blend into your neck so you don't look like you have a mask on, right? Super important, super easy to do. Just go ahead and blend down your neck. Now once you've blended your makeup, but better yet, once you've buffed in your foundation with your buffing brush, you should have almost like a blank canvas, right? Now, what you're going to do is you're going to take your makeup sponge. The two sponges that I suggest using, one affordable one is the Real Techniques sponge. Never go wrong with the Real Techniques sponge. I have a million of them. I buy them all the time. They're super affordable. I think you can get like two for $10 or something like that. They sell them at Walgreens. I know they sell them at Ricky's and they sell them at a lot of different places. So those are super like, you know, inexpensive. And then there's also the Beauty Blender, which is can be found at Sephora. You can also buy it online. I think you can find it at Ulta. The Beauty Blender works well. I feel like the Real Techniques sponge and the Beauty Blender kind of work hand in hand. Some people say that it doesn't. This is up for argument, but it is not an argument for today. Moving on. So I do use the Real Techniques sponge. What I do is I go ahead and get my Real Techniques sponge a little bit wet. Now, I don't want it to be soaking wet where it's going to lift the foundation off my face that I've already put on. I like it to be a little damp. Now, a little damp, not damp like wet, like a little bit damp. So I go ahead and squeeze out all the water I possibly can. Like I squeeze it, squeeze, and keep squeezing until there is no water left. And then I go in over the buff and I'll go and smooth out any imperfections. Now I'm just bouncing the blender on my face. I'm not dragging it across my face because when you drag a blender across your face, it's dragging the makeup, right? It's dragging the makeup because the makeup's not set. The makeup's not dry. So you're just dragging it across your face. You want to bump it. Boom, 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 boom. That's the sound it should make. Boom, 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 boom. That's called a beat. Right? You're beating your whole face. You're gonna do that all over your face until you can never overblend, guys. So you just keep blending, keep blending, keep blending, keep blending until you see no harsh lines. It's blended into your ears, it's blended into your neck, it's blended all over your face, and it is not on your under eye. You do not need foundation on your under eye. And this is a great tip because your makeup lasts so much longer because you're not using all that product on unnecessary areas of your face. Now, once your foundation has been beat into your skin and it looks flawless, I'm talking about butt naked face and it looks so good, what you're gonna do is you're gonna go in with your concealer. So in my last episode, I kind of explained to you guys how to put concealer on, so I'm not gonna go through it again, but you go ahead and apply your concealer, buff your concealer into your under eye and then blend it into your foundation. So it's a very seamless transition from your under eye, from the highlight under your eye to your actual foundation. Now, once you have that on, you have your concealer on, you have your foundation on, what I like to do is I'm gonna go in with a setting spray. Now I use the Lasting Fix setting spray from Maybelline. And what I do is I go ahead and spray that all over my face. I spray a generous amount because I don't want my makeup to move. I don't want it to go anywhere. I live in Miami where it is like very, very humid. So I don't want my makeup to like melt off throughout the day. So what I do is I spray a generous amount of a setting spray on my face and I take a fan. So I have one of those big, you know, gaudy fans and I fan my face. Fan my face before I even dream of putting any type of powders or bronzers or anything on my face. I'm gonna fan my face and make sure my face is completely dry for me to move on to the next step because I wanna make sure my foundation is nice and set, my concealer is nice and set, so whatever I put on top of that doesn't blend into the formulas and doesn't start to mix and mush and just kind of make a muddy mess, which sometimes can happen when you don't let your makeup set properly, you don't let your foundation set properly, when you don't let your concealer set properly, you're gonna find creasing. When you put powders on your face too soon without letting your foundation set in, you're gonna get that cakey effect. So these are all little small steps that you can take in order to have that flawless look that you see on Instagram and Pinterest and things like that. It's really not difficult. It's more so tedious, but it's definitely something that's achievable. Now, I know it's a little bit harder to get these, you know, lessons or tips, you know, through a podcast, but I'm also gonna be creating Girls Like Glam TV, where I will be doing my podcast live and you will be able to see me go ahead and show you guys what I do with my makeup and how I make sure that everything looks really good and really seamless time after time without any hesitation. So with that being said, that is our beauty queen segment. Now we're going to move on to my obsession. My obsession of the week is the Dylan Blue Versace perfume. I got this perfume as a sample in a like a sample in like a Sephora package or something. I think I ordered something from Sephora and it came free with the stuff I ordered. And I sprayed a little bit on and I was like, wait a second, this actually smells good. Now, all perfume smells different on different like body types. So for example, Dylan Blue could smell really, really good on me, but then on like somebody else, it could smell so weird, right? So I love the Dylan Blue perfume. I feel like it's a very classic smell. It's a little musky, not musty, okay? Musky, okay? It's musky, like a little more like woodsy a little bit, but it also has a very like, what is the word? It also has like a very sophisticated smell. It reminds me of like Chanel No. 5 a little bit. It's very good. It's very like, you know, amazing. And I just love it. I got it for Christmas, and it smells so good. And I'm just, I love it. It was on my Christmas list after I tried the sample. And I've been wearing it, you know, since Christmas, which was yesterday. And it still smells super, super good. So I'm very excited about that. And that is one of my obsessions of the week. So if you guys want to go ahead and try out the Dylan Blue Versace perfume, it is available at Sephora. I do believe it's at Ulta too, or you can just find it online. Just search Dylan Blue. With that being said, that concludes this episode of Girls Like Glam. I'm your host, Kat Thomas. If you guys want to get to know me a little bit better, you can follow me on Instagram at Kat Likes Glam. And you can also head over to Girls Like Glam's website at girlslikeglam.com, where you can go ahead and drop questions and comments in the girls' room. You can snag some good promotions on some of our top retailers like Fashion Nova, Boohoo, Pretty Little Thing, and so many more. And you can go ahead and check out some of our blogs that have styling tips and tricks as well as makeup. So thank you guys for joining us. And don't forget to subscribe and let your friends know that Girls Like Glam is where it's at, a community for the everyday bad bitch. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.